Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alex and Peanut the Squirrel, and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
It's time again for another episode of the Josie Show, live on your computer. Tonight, Josie welcomes her guests, J.J. Callicott, Jerry J. Thomas, and Pal Timber. I'm Alan Firestone, along with Tina Pasatino, and now the president of the SpongeBob Fan Club, Josie Pasatino.
Why me? These introductions just get crazier and crazier by each show. So right now, you know, I'm not even surprised anymore. But hello, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show, another wonderful, wonderful episode. We have a very packed show tonight. We have three guests, J.J. Callicott, Jeremy Thomas, and Tall Timber. So it's going to be a really great night with these three wonderful, wonderful, wonderful artists. So I'm very, very excited. And, you know, how about we just jump right in, because I know my first guest is here, and I do not want to keep him waiting, so let's just put him right on. All right, so here we go. Everyone, please welcome my first guest tonight, J.J. Callicott. Woo! Hello.
Hey, SpongeBob.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great, teenage girl. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to talk with you tonight.
Well, I'm thrilled to death to be here. I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing on a Friday evening except talking to you or maybe playing somewhere.
True. Thank you so, so much. I am beyond excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have great questions for you and also some of your songs tonight. So, I mean, we're going strong with this one.
All righty. Hit me.
Yes. All right. So I actually kind of want to start, you know, from your earliest memory of making music. When was that?
Oh, I guess everybody's had an old beat-up guitar with less than six strings on it sitting around the house that's got a warped neck, and the strings are a half an inch off the neck. So when I was a kid, there was a guy named Elvis.
Oh, yes.
And yes. You remember him? Mm-hmm. That's my dog's name, by the way. My dog's name is Elvis. But anyway, and Elvis and I are sitting here. But I remember grabbing the guitar and running through the house and stopping and trying to mimic Elvis. He did a little bit better, made it a little further than I did at the time. But anyway, that's kind of when I started it. And my granddad used to take us down to, it was kind of like a city hall and a municipal hall. And they had tons of artists. I mean, great artists come through, country artists. So I was exposed to it from a juvenile delinquent. Oh, wait a minute, I wasn't one of those. Anyway.
Wrong person.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so, so cool. And, you know, first off, I have to say, I love that your dog's name is Elvis. And secondly, what a great way to get started. That's awesome. That is just so awesome. And I have to say, you know, you play in many genres of music, but can you tell us a little bit about, you know, that and how you would describe your sound? What would you say?
Gee whiz, I have to tell you that I don't really fit in country. When I cut my first CD, which is about 4 years ago, a CD called Same But Different, and they were trying to find a genre to put me in, and I was too old to be in the young genre and too young to be in the old genre, so they put me in country. But I'm basically, most of my music was 70s classic rock and roll, and I always liked country music. I love country music, but I never really played it. I have to be honest with you. When I was growing up, I played a lot of pop and funk and soul and 70s rock and roll, but not very much country. So now as I've gained a year or two, you know, well, doesn't matter what my age is, but 4 years ago, I'd never had recorded a song in my entire life. And 4 years ago or so, I had a little accident. I bumped my head and ever since then they've just been pouring out.
Oh,
I've got about 100. Hmm. Yeah. So I love to play guitar. I love to sing. I love harmony. And and it, all that is kind of put together in what I try to do. So the thing about playing live is if you're playing for small venues, everybody's not country, everybody's not funk, everybody's not R&B, everybody's not soul, everybody's not rhythm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. So what you have to do is appeal to the entire audience. So
yep.
I've had the good fortune of being able to play whatever, you know, style of music, because it's amazing what you can get out of the guitar.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's so cool, though, that you kind of incorporate, you know, your love for just all music into, you know, your sets, so that way, you know, everyone, you know, if they like rap or if they like, you know, country or if they like, you know, rock, you have it for everybody, which is, I think, very
sure.
important. Yeah.
Sure. I believe so. I believe it's a great communicator. I mean, any kind of music, every kind of music communicates with a lot of different folks. And you can't tell me that there's not a song that doesn't remind you of an event, whether it be a good or bad event in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the music always brings that back to you. So it's a great communicator.
Yeah. It is. It really, really is. And, you know, I want to know, who do you look up to? I mean, who are you a big fan of, would you say?
Hmm. Oh, gee.
That's a hard one.
Wow, that's endless. I mean, it's anywhere from Willie Nelson to I love Merle and Hank and all the old country guys, and I like a lot of the new country kids, too. But, you know, I guess, like I said, my roots were probably back even with the group America or Grand Funk Railroad or, you know, those type of groups influenced me. I think Leroy Parnell got the short end of the stick. He's a great blues player, a great country guy, and I like doing his music. My girlfriend says, if I close my eyes, I can't tell the difference. Well, he sings better than I do. And he plays better than I do, but I love to sing and play his music.
That's awesome. So, that is so cool. And you're right. It is difficult to choose because there's so many, like, you know, artists that are, you know, just that are fantastic that are, you know, newcomers and then also the older stuff. I mean, that's hard.
Well, I tell you, Josie, it's no different than your radio show. The kids, and I speak of kids in terms of anybody a year or two younger than I am, and there's a bunch of them. But you can go on any medium, and it's just phenomenal, the talent. The artist and the songwriting capabilities that's out there, where used to, and I love the stories about, you know, some of the folks going onto the buses of these artists and saying, you're going to listen to my song, or here's a song, and I've been chasing this bus for 150 miles. I mean, you do it, load it up, and send it on. The only thing it does is convolutes a bunch of, it covers up, there's so much out there, particular artists. I was listening to some of your shows in the past. Wow. I mean, you've had some phenomenal unsigned or independent artists on your show, even tonight. And you can tell that Jerry Thomas guy, there ain't but one JJ in town tonight, and that is me.
Yes. Oh, that is awesome.
And it's true. Yeah,
it's
well,
so
I'm
many.
6'2", and I'm almost tall timber. There you go. I got them all in. There you go. Okay.
There you go. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, but yeah, it's true. There's so many amazing artists. It's so difficult. And, you know, I was wondering, you know, can you please let us all know about your music that you have out? We have a few that we're going to play tonight. But can you just give us, you know, kind of an overview of what we're going to hear and, you know, just your music in general?
Tell me what you're going to play and I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, yes. Okay, so we're going to play, well, actually, first we're going to play Three Steps to Love. So tell us a little bit about that song. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite tunes. It's a waltz tune. That's one of the two dances I do really well, two-step and waltz. But I used to come home, and my girlfriend would meet me at the door, and I'd go, hello, darling. And it started out like that. Hello, honey. Did you miss me today? And I love the song. It's a fun song. I guess have you got Wishing on a Star?
Oh, yeah, that's one of our extra songs that we're going to play a little bit later, maybe to close out the show or something.
Well, that song, my youngest daughter kept saying, Dad, why don't you write a song and enter it into America's Got Talent? And I said, no, because to be honest with you, I can't sit down and write a song for Josie. I can sit down and write a song and give it to Josie, but I can't write a song. I just don't have that part of me. It's one of those things, in the moment, I literally can drive down the road, I hear the tune, like Wishing on a Star, I hear the tune, I envision the chord changes and the music progression, I write the lyrics down, sometimes in the dark, now I've got a pocket recorder. So it saves my driving. It's worse than texting, writing that when you're driving down the road. And please don't do either. But that song, it was totally influenced by her and my youngest daughter. When I wrote it, I actually never entered it into the contest. She doesn't know that.
She does now.
Yeah, well, I think she probably does. Okay.
That's funny.
But anyhow. This area is so full of rich tradition of music, and it has so much, so many people that's touched, touched this area. So it's not really hard to become influenced if you like music. I love music. I like gospel, it doesn't matter. One of my very best friends is a gospel or country gospel Christian artist, and I'd love to get you hooked up with him. He's actually sold sold some music crossover for some of the country artists that's been recorded. Yeah. So I won't spoil that surprise, but I'll get you hooked up with him too. But what about me, Josie? I thought this was about me.
Hook us up. Yes. That is so cool. Yeah, definitely. I'm the same way. I love music. If it has, really great lyrics and a great beat to it, I'm just like, yeah, that's something. I'm the same way. It doesn't matter.
I got to tell you a quick funny. Sometimes I put my stuff out there for crowd reviews just to see what people think. And it's you can absolutely tell when a 12-year-old is listening to it because they go, wow, the guitar riff was cool, dude. And then this old guy started singing and killed it. So,
oh, my gosh.
Anyway,
people.
But you know where I'm from, don't you? I'm from Texarkana, which is on the border of Texas and Arkansas. You can literally stand on the state line and face Arkansas and the other part sticking in Texas.
Oh, my gosh. That is really cool.
Yeah. So it goes right down in one of the most highly photographed landmarks in the country is the post office, which flips the state line. And it's got a thing. Actually, it's on the interior part of my CD. It's a picture that says Texarkana, Arkansas, and Texas and shows this split right down the middle. But that was just something I wanted to do. But
it's awesome. That is so awesome. So that's actually that picture is actually on the CD for people to check out. If they have no idea what that is, they can see it.
Oh yeah, it's pretty neat. Just tell them that if they ever come here, stop, take a picture, and don't move here. You don't want to.
That's awesome. Well, take a picture, people. Take a picture. I love that. I love that. And, I know people are going to be wanting to hear your music. So the first song that we have, like I said, is called Three Steps to Love. And I'd love to play that right now for everybody. And we'll be right back.
Right.
Okay?
Thanks.
No, thank you. Sounds like a plan. Here we go. Three Steps to Love by J.J. Calicat. And we'll be right back in the demo.
Hello, honey, did you miss me today? It's me, sweetheart, why you crying that way? Come here, darling, let me hold you real tight. Now that's better, 'cause I missed you last night. I was wondering, would the sun ever shine? The clock is ticking as I watched it pass time. Would you tell me you're completely in love? with this man and the man I once was. It's the three steps we're taking, the choices we're making to find the true meaning of love. One step goes forward, the next two are back, then we step ourselves right back in love. Just the three steps we're taking, the choices we're making, seems like the right step to take. But if I fail to mention I had good intention, three steps and my love's back to you. Things could have been different if I had a stay. When it comes to a true love, the steps are the same. It's the three steps we're taking, the choices we're making to find the true meaning of love. One step goes forward, the next two are back, then we find ourselves right back in love. The three steps we're taking, the choices we're making, it seems like the right step to take. But if I fail to mention I had good intention, three steps and my love's back to you. But if I fail to mention I had good intention, three steps and my love's back to you.
And that was Three Steps to Love by J.J. Calicutt, and we're back right now. And that song is lovely, and I want to know where listeners can go to purchase this song along with your other music. Where's the best place?
Oh, great. Well, thanks for putting that on. I have to give a shout-out to my buddy Chip Bricker, who played keyboards for me over at Smart Studios, terrific musician. That's part of the CD, Same But Different. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, a lot of the online music series, or music providers, rather. And, of course, it's also on Reverb Nation under I'm listed as J.J. Calicutt in Hillbilly. I'm sorry, Rockabilly. Rockabilly genre. So, yeah, it's available there. You can do individual downloads and stream it or whatever. So I love Reverb Nation because a lot of my stuff, that song right there, it was cut one time, walked through with Chip Bricker in the studio, that's it. We didn't do anything to it. A lot of my stuff is raw because a lot of people look for finished stuff, which is fine, but I'm trying to sell my music. So my plugger says get the vocals out front, make sure your instruments are in tune, have a good flow of music, and that'll tell the artist and the record labels where you want to go with it. So that'd be my suggestion to these folks, and get it out there because you never know. You never know. But that is one of my favorite tunes. And you see, I do like country. I like country. I like chocolate.
I like it. I love it. You know, and I think it's awesome, you know, the Reverb Nation. But also I love, you know, those distribution sites that you've mentioned. I mean, it's so easy. You could just, you know, get it, and then you could put it on, like, all of your iDevices, iPhone, iPad. It doesn't matter. It's so easy. So it makes
ring sounds.
Yeah, it's true.
And I noticed yours was on CD, on CD Baby, as well as some of mine too. That whole album, I've got a new album in the works right now, a new CD that we're working on, and it's a compilation of about 8 or 10 tunes that I write all my own music, my own lyric, good, bad, or indifferent. It's mine. So, and I love to be able to work with these musicians and these recordings and putting this stuff out. It's just fun. It's fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. I'm very excited about the new album. We were actually, one of our questions today was, any new projects in the works. So that's just so cool. I'm very excited about that.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. We were on the same page. You read my mind.
Okay, well, I got to go. I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Anyway, yeah.
Interview over. but I think that is so cool. When that comes out, you have to let us know, okay?
Yeah, it'll be out. It'll be out late spring, early summer. It's called Closer Than Before. So figure that one out. Yeah, Closer Than Before. I don't know. It doesn't even have a song that says anything remotely, because it's got songs like A Lot More Time and Be My Baby and Thinking About You and Miss You Too. And it's all original stuff, and I'm really excited about it. We're in the process now of doing the rough demos, and then we'll start working on it. So. But anyway, I have lots and lots and lots of downloads still for sale with Same But Different. It's done really well to be an independent. I do have my own publishing company, but I do not work with a label, and I just go to the studio and cut them and whatever. It's not that,
that
I don't
so
want to, but yeah.
That's so cool, though, that you're doing it yourself. I mean, I think that's so cool. You work super, super hard, and it shows in your music. It's amazing.
Well, I love to play, and I love to sing.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I know that people are going to be wanting to, you know, follow you or add you. So is there any, like, social networking sites that you use and that, you know, people could just find you on and chat?
Well, you can find me on Facebook. You realize that on the news today, Facebook is 10 years old? I just started using it last year, so... Me and probably a lot of other folks, but Facebook. Yeah. I'm JJ Calicott and Borderline Tex, TX Band. That's either Tex or Texas, however you want to perceive it. But I'm on there, and then I'm also on there, believe it or not, Jimmy Joe Calicott. That's my given name. Before I got married, I used to be Jimmy J. Calicott, now I'm Jimmy Joe. But anyway yes, it, and all the online sites, but the more personal one, you can stream my music on any of them or buy it or whatever, but it's just so easy to instantaneously, your audience is millions of people if you go to the right medium. So
yeah, it's true.
Like the Josie Show. I love
Woo!
It.
It's true, though. I have to say, I love Facebook for those reasons. You could just reach anybody, and it's around the world. I think it's so simple, and it's been on there for a long time, but now people are, like, really kind of, getting into it more, and just, I love it. I love it. Addicted. It's on my phone.
Well, it takes a lot of time. Yeah. Well, there's a lot to be said for being an unnoticed or unknown or non-famous artist, and currently I'm sitting here in my best felt hat with my T-shirt and my pajama pants and my animal slippers. I mean, the Wall Martian attire. I mean, Trace Adkins and Blake Shelton can't do that kind of stuff. They can't go to Walmart looking like that.
Nope.
So they just look at me and go, he's one of us. We're all in this deal together.
It's the best part. Oh, that's hilarious. And, also I want to say another thing that I really want to get out is Hard Rock Rising, I believe it's called. Voting starts very, very soon for that. Can you tell us a little bit about that for those who, haven't seen this yet?
Well, it's probably no different than your reality talent shows, The Voice, whatever. It's just done through Reverb Nation. And if you qualify, then that you compete against different I'm probably a light rock compared to some of those, although I don't really like metal, but I love rock and roll and rock music. But some of my stuff, I'll say, probably five or six tunes are pretty driving southern rock and roll, I don't put them out because it's really confusing to everybody. Well, where are you? Well, I'm all over the place, kind of like my personality. You know, it's just A to Z. And it depends on what day I wake up and which side of the bed, which personality I am today. But anyway, am I rock and roll country, whatever. But anyway, what's going to happen is February the 3rd, I will be pitted against other artists, and then it'll go through a process. And, you know, if you're selected, you'll be, I think, the top 25, whatever, will go into a playoff to the five. I don't really know all the details other than it's just fun. I'm having fun, Josie.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. Wow.
Yeah, tons of fun.
Does. That is so cool. So I think voting starts soon, so then, you know, people can vote for you and, you know, and just kind of support you along the way. That's so cool. I love those kind of things.
Well, the support's fun, and I love the friendships. I mean, I love the fan base on Reverb Nation. When I do a gig, I promote it on there, and everybody that's around here knows. You know, and then we have a few things in the newspaper, best bets and some things of that nature, which, you know, say J.J. Calicut's appearing or J.J. Calicut and Borderline Band or whatever. But there's not a lot of music venues, which is very frustrating. When I was quite younger, you could go basically from Wednesday to Saturday night anywhere on any side of town, and you could dance and hear a rock band or a country band or a blues band or whatever. And it's just not, you know, it's so easy for these places to have a venue and invite a solo or duo in, as opposed to having a music venue, a tongue twister, but having a music venue and then in bringing other things into it. So, and it's costly, you know, I know it's costly, but my hopes are to hook a sale and get some mailbox money, and I'm going to put in a venue like that. I don't care what it costs, because we don't have one within miles and miles and miles, and I want to feature Josie, and I want to feature Tina Marie, and no, I mean, there are so many good artists, and I'm not speaking just of young. I mean, there's some older artists that are just killer. There's a gentleman named Tonk Edwards that lives here. He's an internationally renowned jazz guitarist. He started playing country back in the day. He's traveled all over the world. A good friend of mine, super guy, there's a gentleman named Alan Batts that teaches over at a small college about 30 miles away. He started playing 16 years old in Chicago. Phenomenal keyboard. I mean, it's just endless, the folks that are here. So, and we started a little artist series deal. It's at a art gallery, so we call it Music, the Other Art, and every Sunday, 1 to 3, we bring in different people, and I played last Sunday. We've got a kind of Americana artist coming in this weekend, another country singer-songwriter next weekend, got a couple, husband and wife, coming in, and then I'm going to play again in a week or two with a young 13-year-old cat that he can play anything, drums, bass, guitar. He makes me sick. And he sings. But anyway, I'm going to do part of the show, and he's going to do part. But it's just a fun deal to expose, you know, this part of the art, because we are artists. I know they use that word as a cliche. That's not. We're artists. So you can't tell me that you know one person that's a artist, singer, songwriter is not way out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all way out there because that's what we do. It's just like they wanted me to be on the board down there, and I said, I can't even draw a stick person. And they went, no, for music, dummy. I said, oh, yeah, I can play music, no problem. But anyhow, that's, you know, you got to create your own situation sometimes. And, you know, you might luck out. You may luck out and, you know, hit a home run or something. I don't know. But it's just fun.
Exactly.
Just having fun.
You got to try.
Yes, absolutely. E for effort.
Yes. I absolutely love that. That sounds like so much fun. And, you know, we have another song here that I would really love to play, and we're running out of time, so I think we're going to play this. I really want to fit this in. So please, let's play You See Right Through Me, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Great. Thank you.
No, thank you. Here we go. Let's play it. Hit it.
Thank you.
So I know people right now are doing some karaoke, okay? People
well,
are karaoke
if you
want that song right now.
If you want to sing that song, now I didn't proof it. I'm so sorry, because what happens is that's a closet recording. I recorded that in-house on my and mixed it down on my computer. I played everything but the drums. The drums are tracked, but I actually sing on the song.
That sounded
you see right
so good.
Through me.
I know, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, maybe it's not. And then I'm like, oh, you might have to talk to him. I mean,
well,
I don't know.
Well, anyway, yeah, okay, I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
You know, recently I had a computer crash, and I know you're familiar with that. They're good. It's just a throwaway world. They're good for 30 seconds or 30 miles, whichever comes first. And anyway, it's my computer crash, and all my music was on it. So I've got backup. I've got thumb drives, and I've got, you know, all that stuff. So I'm slowly but surely putting it back on there, and I've got iTunes and whatever music thing Microsoft orders comes with it. So I'm like, oh, gosh, I need one of these 12-year-old geniuses to come over and help me do this. But anyway, I apologize for that, because it's a really cute song. But you can hear it on Reverb Nation. It's on the top two or three, which we're number one in the area in rockabilly. We're 41 in the nation and 68 globally, and we're climbing every day. We need some more friends. Y'all go on there and listen to the music.
Yes, go on there for sure and be a fan. And I absolutely love it. And that song, for people who don't know, that was supposed to be You See Right Through Me, and we got the karaoke version, but I know you guys are partying, karaoke-ing it up right now. So I know you guys are having a party all by yourselves right now. So it's all good.
Yeah.
And we'll, on a later date, we'll play the real version for everybody.
I'm so it'll be on my next CD, by the way. It's
We've
going to be on the new
before.
CD. There you go. It's a bait and switch. It will be on the new CD.
Yes. I love it. And also, a little bit later on, we're going to play Wishing on a Star. But I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on and just chatting with me. And I had so much fun.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. And I wish you the best. And keep going. I love your show. And let me get back on some other time with real music and vocals.
I would love that so much. When your new CD comes, you have to let us know, and I would just love to have you back on, and we could promote it or do something special, whatever you'd like. That'd be amazing.
I will send you the first copy. Thank you so much, Josie. My best to you.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your night, and we'll talk with you real soon, okay? Thank you so
much. Okay,
man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. JJ Calicott, everybody. Bye. Awesome. We love it. We love it. And thank you to him for being a good sport that we put the instrumental on. But it's all good. We'll play it on a later date. And like I said, we're going to play his last song, Wishing on a Star, a little bit later on tonight. But now, my next guest is here. So let's welcome Jerry Thomas to the show. Woohoo! Yes.
Hey, Josie. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you for coming on.
Hey, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Only thing is, I'm worried about this show a little bit because this JJ before me and Tall Timber, he must be honoring the tall guys because I'm 6'6".
I am. I love
the interview with JJ. He's a tremendous songwriter, and it's an honor to be on the show with you and JJ and Tall Timber. And hey, I want to thank you first and foremost so much for what you do for all of us artists, not just one or two of us, but all of us. And kudos to you, my darling.
Thank you so, so much. I love it because I get to talk to all of you wonderful, wonderful artists. And I'm so excited because I get to know you a little bit better and play your songs tonight. It's going to be so great.
Oh, yeah. I just, it's been said, and I don't know if JJ lives in the Texas side or the Arkansas side of Texarkana. If he lives in the Texas side, you know what they say. You know, you can always tell a Texan, you just can't tell him a lot.
Oh,
JJ, that, brother, if you listen to man, that no pun intended, just cutting up with you, buddy.
You two would be really good friends. I hope after the show you guys, you know, chat a little bit on Facebook. You guys would be really, 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 really good. And, you know, I absolutely just love your songs. So I'm very excited to play those tonight. But I really want... Yes. You know, and I really, really want to start kind of at the beginning when, you know, music really got started for you. When did this all become what it is?
I would say I actually took a, and I don't say this lightly, probably when I was 4 or 5 years old, I used to watch TV with my grandfather. We'd get up early in the morning, about 4 or 5 in the morning, and I used to watch the old Ernest Tubbs show, you know, the Flat and Scruggs had a show. I used to watch the old Grand Ole Opry. So I have to say probably around 4 or 5 years old is when I really got the music bug, and it's been eating at me ever since, and I'm 56 years old. I just turned 56 last week or this past Sunday, so
Oh, nice.
I'm still doing it. So. But,
I love
yeah, I've gotten that to say back then. What's that, sweetie?
Sorry, I just said happy belated birthday. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, I appreciate it. I try to tell them at church, you know, I'm a Christian and proud to be a Christian, but I try to tell them at church I don't celebrate birthdays no more. I just had my 40th anniversary of my 16th birthday.
I love it. That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious. Well, you know, I think it's so cool that you started really, you know, getting into this at, you know, 4 or 5 years old. I mean, knowing that you really, you know, love music and want to do it is, you know, at that age is like, wow.
Well, you know, it was like this, you know, it was either do that or work. And you know, playing guitar is a lot easier than doing real, real hard work. So.
true. That's awesome, though. That is so, so awesome. And, you know, I know that there are, you know, a lot of fans and friends of yours in the chat room, so I just want to give them a shout-out. And I'm going to actually send it to my producer here who has, I think, a comment or something for you.
Yeah, I've got it pulled up here really quick, and I didn't want to miss this before it disappeared. We have someone in the chat room that says, yay, howdy, JJ, Jim Smith here, bro. So,
hey,
your friend Jim Smith is here.
I love him. Yeah, tell Jim hello.
And then
Yeah. Matter of fact, I got quite a few people probably out there listening. I need to say a quick hello to Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. You had him on in December.
Oh, yeah.
Great friend of mine. And let's say while we're at it, I want to say hello to Lola Baldwin and Kathy Copus Hughes. That's Cowboy Copus' daughter and his niece. In my face, we've got the People's Real Country Music Hall of Fame, which is a Facebook group we started just a little over a year ago. And the administrators that do that for me have been just doing a tremendous job. And so I want to say a quick hello to Sue Embry and Bob Mott, Rick Bowen, Charlene Rambo, and C.C. Thomas. Thank them for listening in tonight at our Facebook group, and it's just amazing. I try to keep everything going, Josie, with country music, and this Facebook group has grown in 1 year to 10,000 members.
I was just going to say that there's 10,000. Wow.
Right, and it tells me, you know, that there's room. People still want and request traditional. Real country music, you know what I'm saying, and we need to get them out there and support them. And we thank people like you and your radio show that does stuff like that for us tremendously. Kramer Music Group, Jerry Kramer, a great friend of mine, Wichita Falls. You're familiar with Jerry. You know, I can't thank these guys enough. You know, for what they do for all of us artists. So. I just want to make sure I got that quick shout out, if you didn't mind, sweetie.
No, absolutely, absolutely. You have to give credit where credit's due, definitely. And, you know, the Facebook group is absolutely amazing, and so many great people that you mentioned, you know, help you with it, which is awesome. I mean, you need that support, and keep everything running.
I try to keep, if anybody wants to join, it's free to join. It's the only thing we request, hon, is it's a good family. It's a good clean family group and people that really love country music, traditional artists, traditional to bluegrass. It's just everybody's got such a, they have such a love and passion for that genre of music. And they're all, we want them all to come in. They all welcome to join. We don't want anybody to come in and put rock and roll or hip-hop or any, and I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking that genre of music at all. But, we're trying to keep the genre alive that they're trying to push under the rug for the last 30 years, And we don't want anybody coming in selling shoes or none of that. There's plenty of places on, we don't have a lot. Nobody fights or argues or has nasty comments, which is so common. You know what I'm saying? But all they got to do is go on Facebook and come in and ask the name of the group is called the People's Real Country Music Hall of Fame. And you're going to find people in there where we talk about the Iris Dements, the Guy Clarks, the Bobby Bears, the Cowboy Copas, the Shaw Hawkins Sr., Jr., Mel Street, just tremendous. And we have respect for all the older artists as well as push the younger artists that's still keeping traditional country music alive, like the James Hands and the Amber Digbys and J.J. Calicott. And we push Josie's show and all these shows that push us and promote us and CMG. We can't do enough. And that's always been a dream of mine, is to try to open up the field for everybody, because there's room for all of us.
It's true. It absolutely is true. I love though that it's a amazing group with people from all around the world, and everybody could just chat in there. But you have to it's because it's a family thing. You can't have any crazy comments and stuff. So you got to be clean in there and all that fun stuff.
Right. And all them administrators. Yeah, all them administrators I named. They do such a tremendous job over this past year. Policing it, I like to call it, their police force and their receptionist. I don't think there's any job any of them can't do, and they're just such a tremendous group of administrators. And it's, I always consider those people, Josie, I call them my extended family, because Jay and me, Jay is my wife, and both of us have been so blessed. I never knew that, in a year's time, 10,000 people would pop into a group, and all of us have one common goal, which is the love of music, the love of country music. Mm-hmm. But it's been great, great, great thing. So, but yeah, I'm, and Jim Smith's my little buddy, so I'm going to say hello to him. And I know any more of them texts has come in, or I'm old, so I'm not real familiar with all that text and all that stuff, but I'll get through it with you. So
you're absolutely good. I think we do have another one. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I just want to read just two more from you before you continue.
I do have something here in my hand though that you might need to be aware of. I was in Texarkana here about 2 weeks ago, and I stopped in that post office that J.J. Calicott was talking about, and believe it or not, I actually got a wanted poster for him. Did you? Oh my goodness! Now I'm just teasing. We like to have good fun, I can tell JJ just like I am. So you got stuck with two JJs, and both of us are tall timber.
I like it. It is so good. Yeah. I love that. I love that you have all that wonderful, wonderful support behind you, and it's so good to be talking to both JJs. And I believe the two more comments, I don't want you to lose them. So
let me just read them off real quick here.
Yeah,
Sue and Robin from Kentucky say hello. And Teresa says, hey there, cuz, from Ironton. And Jay Smith, I believe he said his name was Jim Smith, says, love you, JJ, go General. So there you go. You got them all.
Oh, yeah. Jim and me went to high school in Jacksonville, Florida, Robert E. Lee High School. And you know, that was our, that's our, still our name, you know, Robert E. Lee Generals, of course, was our football team, so that's where the Generals come in. And then my cousin Steph up in Ironton, Ohio, that's where I was born, you know, back in January 26th of 58. Didn't get to stay around there a whole lot as a young kid because, you know, being a military brat, we ended up here and there and everywhere. You know how that goes. So I grew up some in California, some in San Antonio, Texas, and then by the time I got into about the third, fourth grade, I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and that's where I went through school until I went into the Army myself. But yeah, right. It's good to hear those folks, and hello to each and one of them, so.
Yes, they're all here to support you, and which is just fantastic. And I
I appreciate that support, but you know, and I'll be to speak to you from the heart on this, Josie, if you don't mind, hon. That group wasn't started to support me. That group, you know, I've always been a songwriter and singer, and it's always been about the music. You know, it's the music. That group is not Jerry J. Thomas's group. That's that group's for all the people that's members of that group, you know, so it's always going to be about the music. But I do appreciate the compliments that you give me on that.
Definitely. I mean, you got to love it. I think it's so great, and I hope people, you know, support the Facebook group by being a member. I'm a member, and it's just the People's Real Country Music Hall of Fame, and so please check it out. But also, you know, you have music out that I really want to, you know, really get out there and promote, and, you know, I have a song here that I'm about to play called Johnny Sang a Country Song. Can you tell us a little bit about that song before we play it?
Yes, I'd love to. I have a real dear friend, and he's a country music pioneer. And when I say that, Josie, he's from Anson, Texas. Matter of fact, he's Jeannie C. Riley. I don't know if you've heard of Jeannie C. Riley or not. She's the one that had Harper Valley PTA. Her uncle. Johnny is her uncle. And Johnny used to tour all over the Southwest and Louisiana Hayride, the Big D Jamboree in Dallas, Texas, the Ozark Jamboree in Missouri. And him and Johnny Horton and Jim Reeves and Frankie Miller and all these great Floyd Tillman, these great, great legends of yesterday. Well, Johnny's one of those. He lives here in Crossville, Tennessee, where I live, and he's one of my closest, dearest friends, him and his wife, Susie. And, you know, I got, you know, songwriters, I kind of got on a soapbox with that song, and I thought of so many artists that the folks in Nashville, like the Country Music Hall of Fame, is forgetting, ignoring, whatever, and like Mel Street, you know, Keith Whitley's not even in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, I wrote that song about Johnny Moore, as well as all the artists that came before us, as a tribute to them, to kind of give them some kind of recognition. And I started out with just a verse, and then a real dear friend of mine named Little David Wilkins, a great songwriter, singer, had a lot of hits in the 60s and 70s. He called me up and heard the first verse of that, and then he completed that second, third verse with us. So it's actually something me and Little David wrote, and it's about Johnny Moore, country music pioneer. But like I said, we wrote it to send it out to all these artists that's kind of like, you know, their contributions that they had to music is just kind of like being swept under the rug, because I never want to forget them. Never want to forget. I've always had a saying, how do we know where we're going if we forget where we came from, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And if you lose your foundation, eventually your house is going to collapse. And that's what's been going on in Nashville the last few years. And like I said, you know, there's nothing, I'm not knocking any of the artists today out of Nashville, because they're tremendous talents, but there is room for everyone. They just choose to ignore some artists because of age or, you know, and I think it's so wrong, because, you know, some folks like James Hand and them, they put out JJ that was just on for me, you know, they put out such tremendous songs that all of them, there's room for all of them. And I think Nashville could actually observe that, but I think they refuse to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I definitely agree that there is room everybody. And it's so funny because, you know, I'll have a guest on that's, you know, an unsigned artist, and, you know, they're working hard and stuff, and they sound amazing, like people that you could hear on the radio, like, you know, I mean, like Dierks Bentley. I mean, they sound so, so great, and, you know, you're wondering, why didn't they sign them yet? You know?
Oh, yeah, well, unfortunately, sweetie, and I'm not trying to, please, I hope I don't offend somebody, but unfortunately, a lot of them may not look like movie stars and be 22 or 25, you know, once you get about 30, you're over the hill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand. That's unfortunately, it is like that, unfortunately.
And you know what, hon, and like I said, we need to get back, and I'll do everything in my power with anybody that wants to work with me on that. We need to get back where it's, once again, about the music. It ain't about whether that artist looks like Brad Pitt or she looks like, Carrie Underwood's or like that, you know. It's going to get back eventually to being about the music. A good, great song is a great song no matter who sings it or who writes it. It'll always be there, you know.
So, exactly.
But anyway,
exactly.
I appreciate you asking me. That's one of my favorite songs, but it is written by little David Wilkins and myself, so.
Definitely. It is such a great, great song. But before we play it, you know, I know a lot of listeners are going to be wondering where they can purchase this song along with all of your other music. So where's the best places we can go to buy your music?
I'll tell you what, you can get it from me. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it at Tate Music, TATE Music.com. They're selling it. You can get it on iTunes, Rhapsody. And I also got a home address. I got two albums out now. One of them, I'll be working on a third one, as a matter of fact, this year. But if you go to Jerry J. Thomas, and you could go to 51 Hillcrest Drive in Crossville, Tennessee, and that's 38555. You can get it direct from me and my wife. You know, if you do it that route, you know, please allow about 4 to 6 weeks for us to get it to you, because we get a lot of orders, and sometimes we, you know, it gets hard if we're out doing shows to get it. But they will get it, or you can get on my Facebook or on Reverb Nation and just send me a message. Give me an address, my wife's got a deal on it, from Tennessee to Texas album, which I think you got a copy of there. That's $15, and then I had one before that where I did nothing but my personal favorite old standard country music called My Favorite Country, but my wife has a deal on it now where, you know, you can get both of them for $25. And I'll be more than happy to sign them and anything like that anybody wants. But, that's where you can get them at. So.
That's amazing, amazing. So super, super easy. And I know people are dying to hear you. So let's play your song, Johnny Sing a Country Song, and we'll be right back with you, all right? Let's
play. All right.
Here we go. Let's go. Johnny Sing a Country Song.
This song's dedicated to all the country music pioneers that cleared the roads and paved the way, yet never quite got the recognition they deserve. And it's about one man in particular, my close pal, the legendary Johnny Moore, a true country music troubadour. Johnny sang a country song the way that it should be. When country meant real country back in 1953. From the Louisiana hayride to that Big D jamboree. Johnny sang a country song to me. From the Anson, Texas cotton fields, he sang of Peanut Land. With Borden Reeves and the boys and that Gibson in his hand. through a million lonesome road miles and a thousand one-night stands. He would sing so pure and simple that a child could understand. Johnny's daddy preached the word that old church it still stands. Johnny's Christian roots run deep with God and all his plans. He ends each of his country shows with a good old gospel song. And when he sings Amazing Grace, we'll all sing along. Johnny brought his niece to Nashville and put his dreams on hold. Her name is Jeannie C. She went 10 times solid gold. Now Johnny is on that stage again, pouring out his country soul. People, you don't know what country is until you've seen Johnny's show. Johnny, sing a country song, a country song for me. When country meant real country, like in 1953. From the Louisiana hayride to the Ozark Jubilee. Johnny, sang a country song, a country song to me. I say, Johnny sang a country song, a country song to me. He's got 15 acres of peanut land.
And that was Johnny Sang a Country Song by Jerry Thomas, and we're back with him right now. And we are running out of time, but I do have a few more questions for you, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead, sweetie. Go right ahead.
Awesome. Good, good. Whew. I wanted to get these out because it's so cool. You have a new project coming soon with Doghouse Records. Can you tell us a little bit about that and any other projects you may be working on? What's been going on?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. Like I said earlier in the show there, you know, Jay and myself have been so blessed. And one of my closest friends in the world, Gary Clardy and his wife, Holly. Gary and Holly Clardy are two super, super close friends to us, and Gary has Doghouse Records, and me and him agreed, me and him are going to go in the studio together, and we're going to produce a new acoustic album on a new label, which is Gary's label, Doghouse Records, that I'm proud to be a part of, and become a partner with him on. But the tentative title for that is Third Time Around, and right now I'm in the process of writing songs and getting it ready. And then Gary, I'm sure he's writing too. But, you know, we both, it's going to be probably the rest of this year we're going to be working on that, so toward the end of the year before we actually start recording, because Gary is busy building his brand new house over in Dixon, Tennessee, for him and Holly. And he's got it up. It's come along great. And then, I'm doing college courses to get my associate's degree in ministry. So, we're working all this in, you know. So, and then once we get that done, we're going to come out with an acoustic all gospel album following that up. We're excited. We got the Tim Dishman. He's playing bass on the new Alan Jackson bluegrass album. And and his wife, we're going to have them on this album. And my brother Mike White down in Florida, him and his Mrs. Mary Myers, they down there, and he don't know it yet, but we're probably going to get MP3 him some things so I can get him to do some lead guitar work on it. And Dwayne Wagner here in Crossville, you know, we're going to have some tremendous, tremendous musicians, Gary himself, and you know, just something we really look forward to, really looking forward to. And Gary's not only a great producer and songwriter and singer himself, he's also a luthier. And you know, for years I've been playing Gibson J200, and Gary has built me a Jerry J. Thomas model
all mahogany D-series guitar, custom made, and now he's selling those, you know, and it just, it's unbelievable. So, you know what I mean, now I get the endorsed Clardy guitars, so, you know what I mean, it's all looking up for Jay and myself, so we you know, we're eternally thankful for everybody.
That is incredible. So there's a lot of new projects coming. And, you know, like you said, I know that about, you know, the custom-made Clardy guitar. They make a Jerry J. Thomas model made of mahogany, which is really cool. That one's named after you. That's just awesome.
Right. I got that. Guess what, Josie? I got the very first one sitting in my room right now.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Now, look, anybody that wants to go to Clardy, Gary Clardy on Facebook, and go to his, you know, you can get a direct line to his guitar studio. He'll probably kill me because he's trying to build that house. But, you know, I can't say enough about how great these guitars are. Matter of fact, Tim Dishman and them play them. They're endorsed by the Tina Adair Band and stuff as well now. And I can tell you, sweetie, you know, they won't go wrong. But remember, they don't have to get the Jerry J. Thomas he put in the neck, like he did on mine. I mean, they can get the D-Series Jerry J. Thomas model all mahogany guitar, but they can have their own name or whatever put in the neck.
That's really cool. Wow. I love that. I love that. I think that it's really, really cool how, you know, you could do it, you know, with your own name or, you know, whatever. I love that. Custom.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I don't want to try to push nothing off on nobody, but the good Lord, God Himself's been great to Jay and me. You know, I was talking to you in December when you had Hawkshaw on, and, you know, we was honored to be able to record Boy, What a Girl that he wrote, and, you know, we in August of last year, we took that, it went straight to number one on the charts, and you know, and then in November we had another number one with a song that I wrote about my grandparents, and it went number one last week as well. You know, on top in the CMG Country Top 20, and it's a song called "That's the Way That I Love You." So, you know, it's starting to get off the ground real good, and I hope to always put out good, clean, positive songs that people can identify with. It's just, you know, it's something I've always loved to do, and I don't want to, I hope I never let anybody down. I hope I never do, you know, so I'm not going to promise that once in a while I may not, you know, I may slip and put something, and you say, man, I can't stand that song, but you know, I've always made a promise to the good Lord that, you know, and I'm not mocking anybody else, but, you know, I try to write positive things. I don't try to write about drugs or getting drunk, stuff like that. I'm not that kind. I'm about like JJ, you know. I don't know if I fit in actual traditional country or Guy Clark style or Robert Earl Keen style music. I just, whatever the good Lord leads me to write on the paper, I just hold the pen, you know. So.
Yes, definitely. I love that. I love that. I think that's so great. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's great, you know. And like I said, I can't thank you and your staff and the Jerry Kramers and I hope you don't mind the CMG radio group that you're a part of as well. I personally cannot thank them enough for everything they do for all of us. I mean, Jerry Kramer, I know they've been under the weather, him and Steve, out in Wichita Falls, Texas. And Jay, and my prayers are with them and their families, and hope they get over that. And we hope that you and your family stayed warm, because I know
we've all
come through that little cold spell here not long ago. And I was thinking, you know, Josie may be floating out there in one of them big lakes up there in an ice cube right now.
You never know. It has been crazy. It has been crazy.
Maybe we can all get together and make us some songs, me and JJ and Todd Timber. Maybe we can all hook up together and write
That'd
a song
awesome.
About how crazy
hey.
This weather
was. I can see it. Hey, we'll try to hook you up for sure. That would be incredible.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say that would have been really, really cool. I would definitely buy, you know, a duet or, you know, a trio of you three. That'd be so cool.
Oh, yeah. and then have it back with something about how you picked all tall guys for your show on January 31st, 2014. Right?
I did not even notice that we did that, but now you mention it, it is like that. Now,
I don't know if tall timbers, if they're tall or not, they may come up there and only be 5'6". It'd just be the name of the band.
You never know. You never know. But the name is fantastic, so I'm very excited. You know, and I have to say, I am very, very happy that you came on. Thank you so, so much. And we'd love to have you back on whenever you're, you know, available and, you know, we can, you know, promote any new music that you have out. Just please let us know, all right?
Oh, we sure will, and I'd be more than happy to come on, because like I said, you know, it's all about promoting the music. I can't stress that enough. It's not about promoting Jerry J. Thomas. It's about the music and Claudia Guitars, Doghouse Records, the J.J. Calicots, and Tall Timbers, and, you know, the Hawks. Yep. It's about the music, Josie, and that's what I like about your show so much, hon. You push that music and whatever. You know, if I had $1 billion, I'd give it to you, because money don't mean nothing to me. What means the most to me is that people are satisfied with a good quality product that we put out, you know, and put out our hearts, you know, into it.
Amen. So, I agree full-heartedly on that one. It's true. It's all about the music, and you're definitely all about that. And once again, please make sure you join the Facebook group that you founded, the People's Real Country Music Hall of Fame, and it has 10,000 members. I'm a member, so please make sure you become a member after the show. And I thank you once again so much, Jerry, for coming on, and we'd love to talk with you again soon, okay?
All right, and I want to give a quick shout-out to Larry Bear, a buddy of mine up in Ohio or in Kentucky, and give a quick shout-out to my brother Mike White and Mary Myers and my brother Bruce and Jackie Hall down in Jacksonville, Florida. We love y'all, and Josie, we love you and your show, and thank you so much, and God bless you for having us on, and we look forward to doing it again real soon.
Sounds good. We love y'all, too. Thank you so, so much, and we will chat with you again very, very soon. Have a great rest of your night, okay?
You too, sweetie. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless. Jerry Thomas, everyone. I love it. Had so much fun. I'm sorry. I'm running, like, so behind. I know. I'm just having so much fun talking with my guests. So next is the wonderful, wonderful T-Bell and Susie Sterling of Tall Timber. Let's welcome them to the show. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are the two of you doing?
Wonderful.
We're doing just fine.
Good.
I understand you got a big snowstorm headed your way.
Oh, yes. Big time. I think 10 inches, they said. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's scary.
Well, there you go. We don't have that snow problem down here in Florida so much.
Oh, Florida,
that's
I know.
Rub it in.
I should start packing now. That sounds so nice.
Well, come on, we got room.
I'm coming, seriously. That is amazing. Oh, that is so amazing. I have to say, I'm very, very excited to talk to the two of you. I love your songs, and I just, you know, I'm very excited to get to know you guys much better and talk about your music. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I want to, you know, I really want to get started. Can you share with us, you know, how both of you came to making music together, first of all?
Well, I found him on the Internet. Or he found me on the Internet.
Really? I love the Internet.
I do, too. Well, he was here in Florida, and he was coming up to Indianapolis, where I'm from, to put together a band, and he was looking for a female vocalist to go on tour. And I happened to see the ad, and so I answered it. And now, almost 10 years later, we're still making
there
music together.
So cool. So cool how it came to be. You know, and I love, 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 love. I cannot say it, you know, I could say it a million times, but I love the name Tall Timber. Can you tell us where it came, you know, where it came from, what it's about?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you know, we wanted to do a type of work that would last long and would entertain people for a long period of time and endure, And so we got kicking it around, and we thought, well, dadgum, you know, when you look out in California and out west at the sequoias and the redwoods and all like that, those rascals have been around for a long time and still looking good.
Yeah.
And so we thought...
That's important.
So we thought that that Tall Timber would be an appropriate name. We believe that, that music is the greatest gift that the planet has been gifted with. It's the greatest form of communication that the entire planet has ever known and will ever know. And we want to contribute to people's lives. You know, when people listen to our work or any other artist's work, they're giving up time in their life. You know, that's three or four minutes that, that they're sharing with us. And they'll never get it back. And we want to be sure that we're giving them something of value in return, if that makes sense.
Definitely. Absolutely.
So
I think it's so great.
That's where, that's where the
I think it's amazing. I think you two, first off, sound amazing, amazing together. And your music is just fantastic. Yeah, it's true. I mean, and you two, you know, you guys sound fantastic, and I just love the music. So, I mean, talk. I love it. And, you know,
well, I'm glad that you do. I'm glad that you do. That lets us know we're going in the right direction then.
You are.
And yet we were listening to the your earlier guests, and, you know, they're awful tall. We're not.
They are, I know.
Our music stands tall. We'll just leave it at that.
That's awesome. I love it. The name is perfect. You know, and
Thank you.
I love, you know, I always am curious to, you know, who other people are interested in, you know, fan-wise. So who would you say you guys look up to? Who are you a fan of?
Well, for my part, Johnny Cash, I think, is, you know, been a big influence on us. And a more current artist would be Trace Adkins, I think. He seems to do an awful lot of good things. Don't know the man personally, but just from different things that you hear around around Nashville, and you know, different scraps of information that are floating around out there, he's used his success wisely, and I respect that.
And for me, you know, Johnny and June, you know, they're just right at the top for me. Absolute favorites. More contemporary. Well, you know, I love Trace Adkins, and we like to say that our music meets at the intersection of Johnny and June and Trace and Winona.
I like that.
But yeah, I also I love Miranda Lambert and you know Pistol Annies. But Johnny and June, they just, I've always just loved them.
That's awesome. Would you say you guys, you know, incorporate a little bit of their sound or something, you know, in your music, or are you just kind of, you know, taking it yourselves? What would you say?
Well, we haven't. I don't think we've followed.
I don't think it's conscious.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think deliberately that you know that we try to sound like anybody else. I mean, we just are who we are, and we write to you know, to be positive and to be informative and to be entertaining and to be fun. You know, there's so many millions and millions of great songs out there that you're in competition with every day. What we tried to do is just establish a sound where it was us, and we can be entertaining, and at the same time, in some certain songs, we can be a little bit thought-provoking without using the sledgehammer. At the same time, we can promote good values and just be real people.
Right.
I think that's
right.
The biggest
I like
job.
That, though. I love that, though, that you guys, you know, are yourselves. You are what you are, and you sing from the heart, and you can tell. The music.
Exactly. You know, I think that's how. If you think about folks like Johnny or Willie, Waylon, folks that maybe not if you analyze their vocals with a pitch meter, weren't exactly perfect, but sold a gazillion records because they believed what they sang.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it came through. You could.
Yes.
You can tell.
Oh yes, you can tell.
Yeah,
you can tell when you know the message is being sent out. You know, clear. You could tell for sure, and you got to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to hear. Like I say, that is our aim. Mm-hmm. You know, that folks know that, you know, whether we're performers or entertainers or vocalists or whatever you want to label you want to put on folks, the first thing you are is a person. You know, mm-hmm. we're people, and life comes at everybody, and it doesn't slow down for anybody. And so, like I said earlier, if somebody's going to trade 3 or 4 minutes of their time to listen to our work, we do want to be sure that they get something of value back. And
mm-hmm.
and the only way you can do that is be honest and sincere with people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for those who are now, you know, really, you know, about to get into your music, because I really want, you know, to emphasize your music and, you know, have them played and, you know, have people, you know, discover your music if they haven't yet. So can you please tell us a little bit about the music that you have out right now? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, honestly, Me is a song about a woman who made the mistake of asking a fella to be truthful.
And he was, believe it or not.
Yeah, and so he was, and the audience, of course, responds to it in an interesting fashion.
I bet.
we have another one, She Can't Cook, which is kind of the same thing. You know, women have a...
honesty from the gut.
Passion for saying that men don't know what's important in a relationship and they don't know how to adjust and all like that. Well, we got kicking that around one day, and the next thing you know, She Can't Cook came about to prove that given the right set of circumstances and motivation that guys can change and adapt.
And then there's Mischief.
Yeah.
That's three little vignettes and... Bill claims that, yeah, it's all about me, but not entirely. There's a little truth there, and I'll let the listeners decide, you know, which of those three stories actually happened.
Oh, my gosh.
But we have fun when we write.
Right, which is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
If it's not fun, why do it?
Exactly. And also the most important thing is people are enjoying your music. And you know, you've even mentioned, you know, with Honestly Me. I mean, it gets the crowd going and, you know, participating. So I mean, you're doing something.
Well, if we're not having fun on stage, there's not much chance that we're going to inspire anybody else to have any fun in the audience.
Right. That's true. That's really, really true. And I absolutely love the songs. I know we have, I think we have 4 of your songs, and a couple we're actually going to play a little bit later on in the show so people can, you know, hear more and enjoy and dance if you'd like. And so I would really love to play the first song right now called Honestly Me. So I would love to play that and be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Okay.
Fine, thank you.
Thank you. Let's play it.
I know you heard a lot about me, baby, not all of it is true. So I'd like to set the record straight and let me tell you just what I do. I don't smoke between cigarettes, I don't drink between drinks. I ain't lied since the last time, baby, that's as honest as I can be. That's honestly me. Do that to you. I only see one woman. right now, that is you. You're my number one and I'll be faithful till I meet Miss Number Two. 'Cause I don't smoke between cigarettes, I don't drink between drinks. I ain't lied since the last time, baby, that's as honest as I can be. That's honestly me. So if you see me in the back seat of another woman's car, don't jump to conclusions, I might be giving up CPR. And if my lips all pressed together, what you ought to think about is how I'm saving that woman's life by giving her mouth to mouth. 'Cause I don't smoke between cigarettes, I don't drink between drinks. I ain't lied since the last time, baby, that's as honest as I can be. That's honestly me. You know I don't have much money, babe. I find car or fancy home. Forget I didn't pay your best friend back when I asked you for a loan. When I move into your house and I eat up all your food, that last 10 pounds you're wanting to lose, well baby I'll be helping you. 'Cause I don't smoke between cigarettes, I don't drink between drinks. I ain't lied since the last time, baby, that's as honest as I can be. That's honestly me. That's me.
And that was Honestly Me by T-Bill and Susie Sterling of Tall Timber. And I love it. It's very, very catchy, for sure. And I could see people really, really getting into that one. For sure.
Well,
love it, love it.
It's, you know... obviously, it's a fun song, but, you know, the song actually came about because I'd been trying to quit cigarettes, and mm-hmm. everybody would ask me, well, how you doing quitting smoking? And I said, well, I hadn't smoked since the last one.
Right.
And so we were at a friend's house in Missouri, another musician, and there was a friend of his over there who's also a musician, and I was going out onto his deck, and he asked me, how you doing with not smoking? And I told him that line, and Susie was right behind me. She said, look, either quit using that line, I'm sick of hearing it, or write a song about it. So,
so we did.
There you go. That was a good ultimatum.
There you go. There you go. But it's fun, and I don't think too many fellers are going to turn around to their gal and tell them that kind of truth, but who knows, they might.
Not
honestly,
live to tell about it anyway.
Sorry, but give it to themselves up. Oh, that's funny. I love it. That was Honestly Me. And, you know, I know you guys are, you know, have been so generous and so sweet because you guys gave us, you know, things to give away to your fans. And I know the chat room
sure.
is filling up, so I do not want to keep them waiting. We have a T-shirt, a signed picture, and 2 CDs, so 4 winners in total. And I just want to thank you, first off, first and foremost, so, so much for doing this. It's very, very exciting. So thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome. We
it's
appreciate,
our pleasure.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity to be on your show and share your life and your time with us and the reverse. You know, it's an exciting business. It's an exciting time, and hopefully the fans will. We'll enjoy the giveaways and the prizes and all like
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know people are wondering how they can do it. So all you have to do is text Tall Timber at 331 442-5833. And the first four will get these wonderful, wonderful Tall Timber giveaway. So, once again, text Tall Timber to 331-442-5833. So start texting.
There you go.
Now we are we're on Facebook. We have a website, talltimbermedicineshow.com. We're also on Facebook. You can just find us, you know, at Tall Timber, facebook.com/talltimber. And yeah, then we're on Twitter at Bill and Susie. On Twitter, Susie Sterling on Twitter is the other account. If you just do a Google search, we pop up all over the place.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that. I always say, when in doubt, Google. So make sure you do that.
Exactly.
Tall Timber, and you'll find them.
The first two pages that come up when you do Tall Timber Antique Medicine Show is us.
Perfect. Perfect. So please, make sure you guys follow, add, subscribe, become a fan, all of the above to Tall Timber, and chat with them, get to know them, you know, all that fun stuff. Do it. And
yes.
I know that people are going to be wondering where they could purchase, honestly, me, along with all of the other music that they're going to hear tonight and all of the music. So please, where are the best places that they can go to purchase all of your music? What did you say?
They can go through CD Baby. We have two albums on there, Tall Timber Against the Grain, which is our first one, and then Tall Timber Crosscut is on there. Cutting Up has been uploaded. We're just waiting on the final whatever it is CD Baby does.
Definitely.
For that to be ready.
Yeah, and also they can go to Reverb Nation as well.
Yeah, it's reverbnation.com/talltimber. They can go through our website. There's a link to my individual songs and the different and full CDs on the website, which is talltimbermedicineshow.com.
Easy.
Or they can just write to us, and we'll make sure that they get it.
Perfect. Make it easy. And we'll give all this information after the show so people, you know, it's a click away and can find your website and all that fun stuff. And I have, yeah. And, you know, I have your CD in hand right now, and I love the cover photo. You're in a wedding gown. And, Tivo, you're in.
With my chainsaw.
Yeah, with your chainsaw and axe. I think it is so cool. And it's so, you know, it's so different, but, I mean, it's perfect. Tall Timber. I mean, it's, there you go.
You know, he won't let me have gas for that chainsaw. He has no sense of humor.
I'm smarter than that. I may be a guy, but I'm smarter than giving a woman a chainsaw with fuel to run it.
Oh, my goodness.
And me standing next to her, and all I've got to defend myself with is this double-edged axe, you know. That's
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. It's such a unique cover. I absolutely just think it's fantastic. Especially, like, you know, you're holding these things and you're, you know, in the woods and, you know, you're wearing this, like, formal attire, wedding gown and everything. So I just think it's really, really cool. So get the CD, people. Get it. Tall Timber.
There you go. Yeah. There's a little story that goes with that photo shoot where that photo was taken.
Oh, my.
We had set up the photo shoot, and the dress, when we got the actual dress, it was too small, and
really?
So the back it wouldn't zip all the way up, and it was 17 degrees that particular day, and
oh
so I made a bungee cord out of two paper clips and a elastic rubber band. And I bungee corded the back of the dress so that it wouldn't fall down while they were trying to take those pictures.
It's genius.
And, of course, she was sitting there, standing there freezing to death with that the whole back of that dress open.
That is a trooper.
But she was a trooper, yeah, sure enough. Sure enough.
So. You were, wow.
Yeah.
That is dedication to the art right there.
Well, there you go.
I love
you know,
it.
you do what you got to do, and much the same as you. I mean, you go through this life, and you attack the radio airwaves, and look where you are down the road.
Got to do
what
you got to.
Well, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to stay focused and believe in the things that you're doing, just one of those little things, you know.
It's great.
But
it's great.
Exciting.
I mean, I wouldn't have thought of the cord. So that's genius. Very.
Yeah, well, yeah. Just a little MacGyver there, I guess, maybe.
I love it. And, you know, I also have another song of yours called I Believe in Cowboys. So I would love to play that right now and be right back, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Here we go. I Believe in Cowboys, the Tall Tim. Thanks for asking me out on a date. But working in this diner, I've met other men like you. When you're looking at me, mostly what you on the 36D, them give me a big chip smile. Well, there's more to me than meets the eye. Cowboy boots are wall to wall, and there is stardust down on the floor. That you could tell us about, anything in the works that you could share?
Well, we are, we're always writing. We've got probably enough for two albums just laying around in various states of completion. We hope to be, you know, back in the studio sometime in the next few months. Not quite sure when, but soon. Sometime this year, put it that way.
Awesome. Well, once that all is, you know, complete and released, we'd love to have you guys back on, you know, to you know, preview some songs or whatever you'd like, something special out of it for your release. That'd be amazing.
That would be just wonderful. We would love to do that.
That sounds great. I would love that. So we'll definitely do that for sure. And, you know, we're running out of time here, but I do want to ask a fun question for the two of you. You know, some special, most memorable performances, would you say? Because you guys do perform, and I bet it's just so much fun. So what are your most memorable, would you say?
Oh, my. Our most memorable. Well, we were doing a truck show up in Waupun, Wisconsin several years ago. And we're up on stage, and we're just, you know, we're having a good time. And I see this boy come, you know, I can see this little head moving through the crowd. You know, pretty quickly. It just caught my eye. Well, young man comes up, and he makes it to the front of the stage, and he has Down syndrome. And he starts dancing. And then he, you know, he's throwing horns and he's going rock and roll. He was just adorable. And then we took a break, and his mother was there, and we signed a picture for him, you know, autographed a picture for him, and his mom gave it to him. And about the time we got back up on the stage, and we're up there, and he's looking at the picture, and then he looks at us. And then his mouth got great big, and he pointed at us and pointed at the picture, and then hugged the picture, and started, you know, doing rock, you know, hollering rock and roll again. And that was just very sweet. That was a long time ago, but it's kind of stuck with us.
Oh, absolutely! I could see that. That is so cute. Rock and roll.
Yeah, he was adorable. But for me, that's probably the one that's the most memorable.
Yeah. Wow. Tifa, would you say the same? Or what would you say?
Did
you lose him?
I'm sorry. We're switching the phone back and forth so that we don't answer the same question at the same time anymore.
I hear you. Would you say that's also your favorite memorable performance, or what was your memorable performance, would you say?
Well, that one, of course, was to see that young man do that. But the other end of the spectrum was we were doing a show in a theater, and part of the show that we do involves audience participation, and we get some folks to sing along with us, the first one thing and the next. And we got to announcing that, and I saw this fella get out of the aisle and go up the aisleway to the back, out by where the exit ramp is. And I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, what did I say? You know.
Right.
And the next thing I know, this guy turns around and he's coming back with a walker, and he goes into the aisle that he came out of. And the next thing, here's this little old fella gets out on that walker, and here he comes down there, and he sings the song, and everything is way cool. The end of the show, we're coming out of the dressing room, and here's this fella, this young fella. And he said to me, have you got a minute? Can we talk? And I said, sure. He said, you just don't know what you did for my family tonight. I said, well, really, what did we do? And he said, well, when you announced that you were going to have people sing along with you, he said, my daddy told me to go get his walker. It was his 92nd birthday today, and he had dreamt, his lifelong dream was to sing with a band. And he said, on his 92nd birthday, you gave him that opportunity tonight. And Yeah, so we went from one extreme with the young man who was probably, I don't know, 10, 12, 14, maybe 15. I have a tough time with ages, but to a 92-year-old. And, so when you can affect people's lives like that, and his dream came true, I can't imagine waiting 92 years, you know, to get that opportunity. But according to the son, he did, and we did, and it was a blessing to be part of it. It really was.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Wow. That is incredible. I mean, both of those are just incredible, memorable performances that you probably would remember for, I mean, the rest of your lives, probably. I mean, those are some really good ones. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's, but there again, that you can say things in music that there's no other way to say. I was having a conversation with an artist, like just last night, as a matter of fact, that you know and has been on your show, Jack Blanchard, Misty Morgan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And but we were talking about life, and we were talking about different serious things, and there's just times where words just don't get it said. The words are just not enough. But you can take those same words, and you can put them in a melody and put some music behind it, and all of a sudden the depth mm-hmm. of what it is that you're trying to say makes sense. It actually comes into being. It gives life to words that otherwise mm-hmm. are just too inadequate. It's exciting form of communication.
That is.
We love it.
I absolutely love it. And I love your music. We have a couple more songs that we're going to play a little bit later. And I just have to say a big, big thank you to the two of you for taking the time to come on the show and chat with me, and I'd love to have you guys back on anytime, okay? I appreciate
wonderful,
it.
Wonderful, and thank you, and thank you, like all the other folks before us, you know, for all the hard work that you do in moving people out in front of audiences so that they can be exposed to some different approaches to our business.
Oh, I
Heck
love
of a job
it.
That you
I
do.
Love it. I'm just so glad to be talking to, you know, wonderful artists like yourselves. I mean, this is why I do it. I had a blast talking about everything.
we did too, and it's neat when all those teenagers can get together, you know?
Absolutely. We're just hanging out. It was so
Susie's
much fun.
Laughing awful hard at me here. I think she thinks I'm a little delusional, but that's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's all good. I loved it. I loved hanging out with both of you, and we got to do it again sometime, okay?
You betcha. Thanks so much.
Thank you both so much. And we'll talk with you guys again soon, okay? Have a great
okay.
rest of your night.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys. Thank you so much. Susie Sterling and T. Vero, everyone from Tall Timber. You both are incredible. I had so much support. Please make sure, I know we've already been getting texts, but, you know, just make sure that you do 331-442-5833 to Tall Timber. Once again, that number is addressed to Tall Timber. All you have to do is 331-442-5833. So, yes, text that number and put Tall Timber in the line. Okay? Text that for us if that made any sense whatsoever. But please make sure you do it. 331-442-5833. So I had so much fun talking with my wonderful, wonderful guests. And it was just so jam-packed. And I love it. So I want to really quick get through these announcements. And then we have some music that we have to get through. We have to get to. And then VIPs. So how can I forget that? Come on now. So first off, the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for February will be aired on February 27th at 7 p.m. Central. We did it. It was we're going to do it, and it's fantastic, so please make sure you tune it in. We just did the January one, and it was so much fun, as always. We posted all of the ones, the top 20 that were in there. And so, yeah, I can't wait to do it again on February 27th at 7 p.m. Central. And next Friday on The Josie Show, my guests will be David Allen, Tom Perkins, and Fraser Newcomb. So it'll be a very awesome show, so please make sure you do not miss it next week. And our special edition for February, my birthday month, will be on Monday, February 24th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone with special edition guest Bobby Flores. So I'm very excited about that one. So excited. And a special thank you to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing our shows. So you can get all of that airing detail. Just click on the syndication tab on our website at josieshow.com to check out both of these wonderful, 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 wonderful stations. So please make sure you check it out. So now let's pass it. Well, actually, how about we do the songs? I really want to make sure that we get the songs out there, or should we do VIPs first? VIP first? Okay. I'll just do Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Okay. So VIP first, and then we'll do the songs. So
yeah.
Here we go, my
producer. We've got VIPs, and then I've got a special announcement, too, I want to talk about here really quick. And then we're going to get to some more songs. Yes, we are. Yeah. All right, so VIP members, anybody can become a Josie Show VIP member. Just go to thejosieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab right at the top. It tells you how you can become a member. And we're always adding new things. There's a teeny tiny little fee, and that covers you for an entire year of promotion, whether it be media, social media, type things, on air, on radio, constant, just whatever we have going on, we include you in. So it's an awesome, awesome deal. Our first VIP member is Tim Garman. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. And then we have Vince Anthony, who you can find at vinceanthonyonline.com. Larry J. Massey is next, and you can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. And then we have Wayne Jacobs that you can find at waynejacobs.co.co. Brad Howard, you can catch up with him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. Rick Seaman, you can find him at facebook.com/Rick.Seaman.3. And then, last but definitely not least, you can go ahead and find Fraser Newcomb at FraserNewcomb.com. So a couple things I wanted to mention about these VIP members. All of them have music played on Country Blast Radio every single week, every single day in rotation. Many of them have many songs up there. You can go ahead and find all of them on Facebook.com. Just type in their name in the search bar. And they constantly keep their websites updated that I gave you. They constantly keep updated on their Facebook pages, so you'll know where they're playing all the time, and many of these artists play constantly in several states, so that's always very exciting. The other thing is if you forget who they are or where they're at, right there on the Josie Show VIP page, you will see their pictures, you will see links that take you to their sites, so you don't miss them at all. And we're constantly putting information up on all of our show pages and Josie's personal page about them on a weekly basis as well. So you can make sure to catch up with everything and not miss a single beat for them. A couple of congratulations I wanted to give on them as well. Last night we had the Country Blast Radio's countdown blast for January. It is our countdown that we do once a month for the top 20 songs on the station as voted on by the listeners as well as song performers. Of course. And this is a worldwide station, so you are getting info from over 43 countries on who likes your music, which is absolutely great. Vince Anthony, special congratulations to him. He is one of our VIP members, and he also had four songs on the chart for January. Broke a record, absolutely. So congratulations to Vince Anthony. Larry Massey, one of our VIP members, also hit the charts this time here in January with his song Nursing Home Prayer. So it was fantastic. Brad Howard, another VIP member, also hit the charts this time with his song Photographic Memory. Beautiful song. And Fraser Newcomb, also one of our VIPs, hit the charts too with Pathway of Tears, one of his songs too. So congratulations to all those VIP members that had their music hit the charts. It was awesome. So we are very excited to be able to spin your music. So thank you. Now, as we move on to a quick topic here, I just wanted to say there is a beautiful little girl. Her name is Kylia Abbott. She was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma. I hope I'm saying that right. Her treatment is going to last a year at Comer's Children's Hospital, and the family and everybody is looking to raise money that will go directly to the family to offset expenses, gas, and food while staying during her treatment. There's going to be an open gym night for a fundraiser on February 8th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Trinity Academy of Cheer. It's at 9162 Trinity Drive, Lake in the Hills, Illinois. So if you are anywhere near the area, each child will cost $10 for 3 hours of open gym. So if you can be there, that would be great. Tastefully Simple will be there for sure, and the company 31 reps will be there for them as well. So please, please make sure if you're in the area and you'd like to take your kids for some open gym, go to Trinity Academy of Cheer February 8th from 4 to 7 p.m. For an excellent cause, and we wish Kalia Abbott and all of her family all of the best. We'll be thinking of you and putting out any information you'd like us to throughout her treatment, so we wish all the best to them. All right, Josie, back to you, and we should get on some songs. So.
Yes, how about we do that right now?
So I'm going to go to the boards here, see what we got.
Perfect. So I want to start with the songs that we really wanted to get to for my guests that we, you know, ran out of time doing, you know, during the show.
Yeah.
So J.J. Calicott and his song Wishing on a Star.
Yes.
I would really love to get to that one first. So
all right,
let's
do
it
now. Okay,
Wishing
here we
on
go.
A Star.
Wishing on a Star.
Check that. On a Star by J.J. Calicott, and we're back right now. Now, we have another song here from a guest that was on tonight, Tall Timber, the one we just spoke with. We have a couple songs from them. So let's play the first song, She Can't Cook, and let's get that on the switchboard. We good? All right. Now, let's play it right now, She Can't Cook by Tall Timber. Here we go.
And I moved in together long about a month ago. Since then I found out a lot I didn't know. The first time we went grocery shopping, she didn't know what to buy. But as soon as we got home, I found out the reason why. 'Cause she can't cook, but she sure can cook, if you know what I mean. She cooks real good in every room in the house. She cooks a lot better than anyone else, as long as I keep her out of the kitchen. The first day I got home from work to a house full of firemen, the screaming smoke alarms that I thought would never end. So I got familiar with restaurants that deliver late at night, and I made myself a map of the ones with good takeout. 'Cause she can't cook, but she sure can cook, if you know what I mean. She cooks real good in every room in the house. She cooks a lot better than anyone else, as long as I keep her out of the kitchen. Finally, it was Saturday. I had a rude awakening. I was fast asleep when I heard the explosion. Inside the kitchen there were biscuits hanging from the ceiling and the walls. 'Cause when she put them in the microwave, she put them in the can and all. 'Cause she can't cook, but she sure can cook, if you know what I mean. She cooks real good in every room in the house. She cooks a lot better than anyone else, as long as I keep her out of the kitchen. Now if I'm gonna keep this house safe and give those firemen a break, I'm gonna have to get rid of this kitchen, take out the stove and microwave and toaster and coffee pot, put me in a pool table and a big screen TV, maybe some surround sound and all that kind of stuff. 'Cause she can't cook, but she sure can cook, if you know what I mean. She cooks real good in every room in the house. She cooks a lot better than anyone else, as long as I keep her out of the kitchen.
She Can't Cook. And a thank you again to all my guests tonight and those who participated in the chat room and on the phone lines who were listening in. So thank you all so, so much, and have a great, great night. And see you guys next Friday with David Allen, Tom Perkins, and Fraser Newcomb. Good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to The Josie Show.